Well, good evening. This is the Pacifica Affiliate Task Force meeting on May the 3rd. My name is Heather Gray. I'm the PNB Pacifica director. And so we're about to begin this meeting. The secretary of the task force is Teresa. And Teresa Allen. So, Teresa, I was wondering if you would do a roll call for us.
Yes. Chandra Hotman asked to be, she said she would be about 20 minutes late. Cynthia Johnson? I'm not hearing. Ken Kaufman?
Present.
Thank you. Ankine? Not hearing anything. Lawrence Reyes? Not hearing anything. Brenda Medina? Not hearing anything. Teresa Allen, the KPFT, is present. Jessica Polinar? No response. Luke Jones, KPFT, not hearing anything. Joseph Kay, not hearing anything. John Brinkley of WBAI, not hearing anything. Campbell Johnson of WPFW, not hearing anything. Heather Gray?
Here.
Of WRFG, Radio Free Georgia.
WRFG, that's right.
Yay. Afia Wangaza of WMXP, LP. Not hearing anything. Dina Colbert is excused, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And Ursula Rudenberg, our affiliate director?
Here.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone that's on the call whose name I did not call? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask, well, let me go through this agenda. The agenda tonight is the approval of the minutes, the report from Ursula Rutenberg, updates on the newsletter for affiliates, which would include also a discussion about emails for distribution and the first articles we want in the newsletter, information about the survey of affiliates and how we intend on implementing it, and then adjourning. Is everyone okay with the agenda? Any comments, any changes?
I wanted to call to your attention, Madam Chair, that I consolidated call to order and roll call, and I consolidated survey of affiliates and implementation, and I consolidated newsletter update and emails and first articles. Okay, just for purposes of doing the agenda and doing the minutes.
Doing the minutes,
like,
okay.
You're just like NPR.
Thank you. I guess.
Consolidating everything.
Teresa, about the minutes, did you send them out again?
Yes, I did. I sent them out the second time. And
here's someone who just joined us.
Hi, this is John Brinkley from WBAI.
Welcome. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Sorry to be in late.
No problem. Thanks for joining us. Teresa, I'm wondering about the minutes. I was looking for the minutes. I must apologize. Has everyone seen the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
I was not able to attend. So could we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve them.
All right. Any objections to that?
Listen, I will send them out again right now.
If you wouldn't mind doing that, that'd be great. In the meantime, I'd like to, is it okay if we move on to the next item on the agenda?
No problem.
We can come back to the minutes perhaps if we want to.
Well, if there's no objections, then it's done.
We can approve the minutes, right? Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, I'd like to move on to the next item of the agenda, which is a report from Ursula Rutenberg. So, Ursula.
Okay.
What's been happening?
Well, I'm going to be real brief. I think most of you know.
Ursula, are you there?
Did we lose her?
Hello?
Sounds like we lost her.
I know she'll come back. Did somebody else come on the call? Hello?
I'm still on the call.
All right.
I'm on the call. I think she just dropped off.
I will call her right now to call to her attention that she has been dropped.
Okay. Thanks, Teresa. So
hello?
While we're waiting, John.
Hi.
Oh, Ursula?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I got beamed out all of a sudden.
Well, so we just lost Teresa because you're
not
calling.
No, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I just was off all of a sudden.
Well, you know, it's a conspiracy, Ursula. So, all right, so an update from you on what's happening.
Yeah,
right?
So Chris has been working with me now for about 3 or 4 weeks, and we've been focusing mostly on just trying to get administrative stuff back on track, get up to speed in terms of record keeping and administrative functions. And so our two priorities for starting has been to get everybody to send us their contracts so we are clear on our relationships with our affiliates and really know how many we actually have, and also make it easier for the office in Berkeley to do the billing. And try and get back payment from a few affiliates who didn't pay last year. So that is just, I don't know, it's kind of like this crazy job, you know, this crazy task that just seems like a bottomless pit. There's always like one more station that you can't figure out how to get a hold of. So we've been just slogging through that, and we're about, I think we're 80% through it. And it is worth doing. I don't want to name names, but actually today it really paid off with a very old affiliate that has kind of been an important affiliate in the network. They've been with us since the 80s, and in the last 3 years kind of went through strange times when it looked like they were leaving the network and kind of becoming like a healthy station project type of thing, and just kind of were lost to us. And finally today, and they were obviously not paying us anything, and today we finally managed to cement the relationship again. They're back in the network, and they're paying a relatively substantial fee for the first year that they're back. So, you know, every once in a while, it's really worth it to actually, you know, track these people down and figure out what's going on. So that's what we've been working on. My goal is really to have a complete profile of the network within the month so that we really know who is an affiliate and who should be taken off the list. So, and to have everybody with a real contract. Because people, it's not that we don't send the contracts, it's that people just, they just forget to sign them. They just put them at the bottom of some pile of paper on their desk. And so we've been working on that. And also,
how many affiliates do we have now?
Well, I don't know. I'm telling you, that's what I want to know. I think we have about 170, but until we finish this, I don't know. I mean, I think we're at about, confirmed affiliates right now, we're at about 155. So, you know, we're kind of inching up on that. And the other thing that we've been working on, and this is, I don't know how much you guys want to hear about this, but when we redid AudioPort about 2 years ago, Otis upgraded AudioPort, and there was a change in how this website was managed, and it was made so that there could be much more clear management of the accounts in AudioPort, and the management is coming from the local stations themselves. Each station has an AudioPort manager. And they can create and take their producers' accounts out in and out of AudioPort. So it's a higher level of accountability, but it depends more on local control. And we've been going from station to station and introducing them to this and setting them up so that we know who is managing AudioPort at each station, and we're sure that they understand what their responsibilities are. And then the next step is that there's some real problems with how people are using AudioPort in terms of how they're putting their content in. And they've been telling us this, and Otis has also been alerting me to this. So the next level now, Otis has provided me a a list of all the stations that syndicate programs through AudioPort regularly, a series, and so now we just have to work our way through that and start, you know, getting people to use the website better. So it's, you know, this is the kind of things we've been doing, just trying to clean up the house. And, you know, it's kind of, sounds kind of boring, but actually it just really makes a difference once kind of things are running right. It really does make a difference. We did do the, I did promise last time that I would do a survey about election coverage. And we did put out a survey. And so far we've gotten 11 responses. It's, you know, it's very, I mean, it's very hard to get responses to surveys. Heather has put out another version again, which is a little bit more pointed questions about affiliate participation, and we'll see how much of a response she's gotten. She'll get what we got so far was five stations. Now you have to remember this is 11 stations. Okay, so these numbers. You have to think in terms of 11 stations. Five of the 11 wanted the coverage of the May 1st strike. Six want the G8, want coverage of the G8 convention, or the G8, whatever they call that, meeting. Five wanted coverage of the Green Party convention. Six want coverage of the Democratic convention. Six want Republican convention. Two want the vice presidential debate. Nobody wanted the first presidential debate. One wanted the second presidential debate. One wanted the third presidential debate. Seven people wanted the Libertarian convention. Four people wanted the inauguration coverage, and most of them want election night coverage. I mean, I would say I think I have 10 here for the election night coverage. And out of those, three stations answered that they want blow-by-blow accounts of the coverage of the conventions, and five people said they wanted summary reports. One person said they want no beating of dead horses, a repetition of the obvious. One person said the kind of coverage they want depends on the circumstances. I don't know what that means. That's true for everything in life. And one station said they want, in particular, they want interviews with elected officials and election officials. Seven stations said they'll take live coverage.
What do you mean seven will take live coverage?
They want coverage that's live.
Okay.
Four said that they would take recorded content from AudioPort. Live coverage means either they're getting it, you know, like live convention coverage from the satellite, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Two stations said they'll be sending reporters to the conventions, and one station, which I think was WORT, said they want to participate in Pacifica coverage, and they are in fact doing that. And that's so far what we've gotten. Heather has sent out the survey again, and you know, if we want, we can try and drive this a little bit more. To be honest, I'm a little bit hesitant to push this survey a whole lot until we're sure what we really can cover, you know, because when you do a survey like this, it kind of serves as advertising. You start creating a need for these things. You know, you make these suggestions, people start saying, yeah, I want that, and it's not clear to me how much Pacifica can afford to cover all of these different conventions. I'm not sure we really can. So I'm a little bit reluctant to, you know, keep asking questions like this before we know what is really possible, you know.
This is Kim. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
First of all, did somebody new come on?
Yeah, well, it's Kine here.
Came on.
Hi,
yeah, I just came on. Hello?
Hi, Ankine.
Who
is
that?
Hi.
I just came on. I apologize. We're in the middle of recording a show. I'm sorry. I couldn't get in sooner.
Who is that? Sorry?
It's Ankine from KPFK.
Ankine, wonderful. And who else came on?
Chandra.
Chandra, wonderful.
This is Kim. So can I ask a question now?
Sure.
Shoot, I think I forgot it.
sorry.
Any chance that people didn't respond because they don't care, number one? Number two, I certainly am aware of the financial constraints of Pacifica. What is the possibility, or how would it work to hook up with FSRN?
Let me answer the first question first. No, I don't think it's that people don't care. You should know that covering the election period is a major part of the Pacifica brand for the affiliates. The lack of response is that I think for most of them it's a given. And they're not thinking about it a whole lot right now, and they're assuming that we're going to provide it. But I can promise you, as we approach election time and we don't start sending out information about what kind of coverage we're doing, we're going to get all sorts of cries of anguish and frustration, because I would say the majority of the affiliates are just expecting that they'll pick it up from us, and we'll do that because that's what Pacifica has always done. So I don't think it's indifference. I think it's almost kind of a little bit of taking it for granted.
Right.
Well, no, I don't think that's the right word. I mean,
no, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the answer I'm looking for, you know.
Yeah. The operative idea here is that, and I've expressed this to, the management, too, at staff meetings, is that if we don't do election coverage, it's a major red flag for the affiliate, because this is like what, you know, this is historically a big deal. So,
right.
Yeah.
So,
The second question is, I think that's already happening. I think FSRN is playing a pretty big role in the convention coverage, at least. And this is something that Heather and I talked, and I think it's really kind of, and I think Teresa and I talked about it, too. It's worth looking into. FSRN is part of the media consortium, and which is like this coalition of media organizations, progressive media organizations. And they got together to cover the May Day thing all together and with FSRN. And I thought it was interesting. I don't know how good it was because I just was too busy to pursue it. But there's been kind of an effort on FSRN to reach out to a lot of different media groups to kind of cobble things together. And I think that we would be very welcome there, and that it's really worth, finding out how much we can work together with these people, too. I know that Alan has several times, said to me that he would be really happy to bring, to help me bring Pacifica into, to introduce it, just to kind of connect us more with the media consortium. And it's something I think it's worth pursuing. I don't know if it's something I can really do, without the participation of Arlene, because she's the director of the organization. But I think it is worth looking into. But I think FSRN is providing a lot of the work down in Tampa. I know that.
This is Heather. I just wanted to mention that in the development committee, or the development task force, I should say, I wanted to thank Teresa, who brought up this idea to me first, and we've had a discussion about it at the development task force, which is precisely what Earth was talking about, is for Pacifica to be working with other media organizations. And Teresa, I know I'm sure you'd want to chime in here, but it really makes sense. If there are a lot of progressive media entities like The Nation, Mother Jones, whatever, doing this coverage, for us all to be working together on this to a degree. So I like the idea, to be perfectly frank. Teresa,
yeah.
Do you want to say anything about this?
Well, thank you for mentioning that, Heather. I really hope that I know that our executive director is scrambling to figure out how we can get the coverage, and I hope that we can start new collaborations if necessary to get the job done. WMNF covering, I mean, I'm assuming WMNF is covering the Republican convention, and I'm not sure what more we need to take what they have to give.
Well, can I clarify? That has never really been the case. MNF agreed to help Pacifica do coverage, to set things up for us, to house us, to. But the agreement was never for them to actually do the coverage.
Oh, I see.
And I would caution against that kind of what seems like an easy solution. Because, number one, you know, there's a certain level of expertise that comes into something like that, that Pacifica really, that's kind of what we know how to do. And number two, like I said again, if all of a sudden we're just gone and we're letting an affiliate completely cover the convention, it's a red flag, which we don't really want to wave right now, believe me. So I think there's going to be collaboration, but I keep hearing this tendency for people to say, oh, MNF is just going to do it for us. I don't think that's really the solution everybody would like it to be. I really don't. I really caution against that. I think that we're working with them. But I think Nell Abrams is going to work as part of the host, and she's really from FSRN. But I think she's doing it with Pacifica, you know, I mean, with us, not with WMNF. So, I mean, I'm kind of talking through my hat because I'm not intimately involved with the planning right now. But I just, you know, I just kind of want to put that caveat in there.
Well, I think there's a lot of wringing of hands, and obviously, as hard as we try to think in advance, because there is no one that I guess is in charge of national programming other than you, Ursula, at the national level. We've just really got to.
I don't think this year I am not in charge. I really think Arlene right now is the person who is in charge of developing this.
And we need to, I mean, and I asked you, and you mentioned that several years ago that someone had written a grant and you had pitched it to Media Justice Fund, for example. And I'm glad you at least followed up on that lead to see if it was possible to do that this year. There are probably other leads that, even though the development committee hasn't had any luck, I'm ever hopeful that if somebody takes the initiative, there, you know, something will come of it. And I'm hoping that people will go to Arlene and say, how can we help?
Well, just getting back to this, I think it would be really helpful if we could get some information from FSRN about the various entities that are in that collaboration, Ursula.
Yeah, yeah, and I can find out more about it and post it to the task force. I mean, that kind of thing is almost kind of a given, just because historically that always just kind of happens between us and FSRN.
Right.
It's just kind of a groove. So I don't. I mean, I know that Nell is going to be a major anchor, and she's really their person. So anyway, that's all I know. I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of information about the election coverage right now, and I'm concerned about it, too.
So could we move on from this for a moment?
I had a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, is the FSRN, or would the plan be to parallel or to complement their coverage? And
oh, it would be to complement. I mean, we always work together.
So whatever they didn't cover, we would cover?
Well, it's more organic than that. We just collaborate with each other. In other words, the staff, they just work together. The same team.
Oh, I'd like to say something.
By parallel, I meant that we would be at the same place at the same time, as opposed to complementary, meaning that what they didn't cover, we would cover. So,
John,
so you,
John, as a national board member, I'd like to say, our executive director has been scrambling because we don't have the money to do election coverage, because our stations have been slow in sending money to national. We don't have the money to do that. So she is trying to think out of the box of ways that we can do this coverage.
Right, but I mean, I'm, John, but I'm trying to understand your question. Are you talking about what literally goes out over the air? Is that what you mean? I mean, in terms of what kind of shows they do and what kind of shows we do?
No,
is that what you mean?
I was looking at the resources that we have, and, you know, the comment was that we don't have any resources, that in order to make our resources stretch is to cover what they are not covering and take what they have and use that as a source for what they are covering. In other words, it would be more complementary coverage rather than but it sounds like this is all perhaps academic anyway until some resources are identified, and I really don't know what kind of efforts are being made to get resources dedicated, you know, specifically to the pre-election and election coverage.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm sorry, I can't speak to that. As far as the, I want to say again, though, I mean, traditionally, it's all been kind of at these times. We've all kind of been doing the same. It's been all the same team, so it's hard to tease out what they're doing, what we're doing. Now, maybe this year it'll be different, but generally, at these times, FSRN kind of teams up with Pacifica and helps us put together the coverage, you know, as one team. So I don't know this year what it is. I'm more than happy to give Alan a call and ask him what he thinks, and, you know. But I'm sorry, I have not been involved enough with the planning to know.
Kim.
Go ahead, Kim. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm not sure why Alan would be the person to ask.
Because he's head of FSRN, and I could ask him what they're planning
to do. Oh, that Alan. I thought you were talking about...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Alan Searle.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's just very easy for me to get because he's also an affiliate. So
Right, I understand. I understand.
Easy for me to talk to him.
Right, I understand. I just think, John, that, you know, we're trying to save money on flying people around and that kind of stuff. Right? I mean...
See, this is how it works. FSRN has a heavy presence in Tampa because of WMNF. Nell Abrams is one of their main people. Nell is an FSRN person. She's going to be anchoring for Pacifica because Pacifica needs an anchor, you know, and so she's just, that's how it works, you know. I mean, it's hard to pull that apart. Is she working for FSRN or for Pacifica? It's kind of, it's a collaboration. That's kind of historically how FSRN has worked with Pacifica.
Right.
So I don't know if this year is going to be any different.
Who's chairing the meeting tonight?
Is Campbell on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Hi,
now.
Campbell. This is Heather. I'm chairing.
Yeah.
Welcome, though.
Yeah. You remember? Now, I just want to say this. You remember that when we were talking about the schedule of the meetings, that said the first Thursday of the month is a problem for me. Okay, and you know somehow it's ended up on the schedule being first Thursdays. For these meetings. So who puts it on the schedule?
Well, Teresa does, but it's based on discussions that we have. So the first Thursdays are not good for you.
There was never a vote. And, you know, so I just want to make that plain. Now, also, on March 16th, Ursula, I sent you an email with 10 groups in there that could be contacted that might provide some support: Alliance for Justice, ACLU, FactCheck.org, included leadership conference on civil rights, national conference, the state legislatures, and all of these would be people who or entities that may be suggesting folks for any, you know, say panels that we had or for commentary on the, you know, conventions or something of that sort. And it seemed to me as though while, you know, some folk may have an eyebrow raised, that it would not be at all inappropriate to ask them individually as a group to contribute to our coverage of the election.
Okay, Campbell, I'll be happy to pass that on to Arlene. Listen, guys, I have
to
be clear.
You March 16th.
I know. I have to be clear about this. I am not involved with planning the national coverage. I have to be clear about that. I am not in a position to do anything about it.
Mm. So you didn't respond to me in that regard or at all.
I apologize.
Really.
I apologize.
I didn't know that, because there was an element of this that related to the affiliates task force and the newsletter that we're
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the newsletter, and I thought that, and apparently that was discussed last month. But I am happy to pass that on to Arlene.
I've already passed it on to
okay.
Arlene.
Yeah, I am not planning the national coverage.
Campbell? I understand.
Campbell?
But
can you hear me?
In so far as the different pieces that, you know, are in Pacifica for this, I would hope that we wouldn't be compartmentalized and say, well, this is my department, that's somebody else's department, but that we would, you know, make it a collaborative kind of effort amongst us to see about getting financial support. Someone was asking, could they be heard?
That's Teresa. Teresa, go ahead.
Campbell, did you send a copy of that to me also?
Let me look and see on here. I'm pretty sure I did. No, I sent it directly to Ursula. I'll forward it to you and...
And send it, and has it been sent to our executive director?
Yes.
Okay.
I said that I had sent it to Arlene, and I'd sent it to Summer and, you know, to several folks in several contexts through the... I'm not certain if it. I sent it pertaining to the frat, but I sent it, I think, in regards to the NFC. But I can check all that out. But I will send it to you, Teresa, to Heather. I'll send it to the PNB as a whole. I think I did that the other day.
Yeah, actually, Campbell, I did see that. So I have a question for you about this.
Sure.
You have the listing of these various groups you think we could get money from, and so, or you think we could perhaps ask for some financial support, but it would be for what, essentially?
For what?
Yeah.
It would. You see, this is the point. This is not like underwriting particular programming or whatever like that, because we have issues when it comes to that sort of thing. This would be support for Pacificus that would help enable us to do thus and so and thus and so. And in addition to these 10 entities, I had suggested also the Annenberg Centers, one which is at University of Pennsylvania and the other one is at SC in California, University of Southern California. And in one earlier discussion, and it may be because there's so many things that she has to engage, but Summer had said that she would follow up with regard to SC.
So basically, it's some financial support because we would be helping to serve as a voice for their coverage of whatever's happening with the elections. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they've got to put it in a term. And, you know, the notion is that they would be certainly involved in on-air stuff that may be taken by our affiliates or may not. But certainly it would be something that the networks would be very much interested in doing as such and can offer to the affiliates, plus which these entities on a regular basis come out with some kinds of analytical pieces pertaining to the political events of the day. And, you know, these could be things that we might include in our e-newsletter.
So actually, I just wanted to mention to everyone, before you came on, Campbell, we were talking about
something similar with some other kind of progressive media like The Nation and Mother Jones and the Progressive magazine and so forth, you know, that we'll probably be covering the elections as well, that we could maybe collaborate with them is what we were thinking. And this is something we also discussed in the development committee. So a lot of people are thinking along the same line, I think, which is really good. And everybody probably knows that funders really like these collaborative efforts. And it's kind of crazy, I think, if a lot of progressive media are, and I know a lot of groups are going to be covering the elections, that it's a wonderful opportunity for us to be collaborating. Particularly with Pacifica serving as a vehicle for people to get their information out on, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity, I think, for everybody, really.
Heather, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Campbell, if you want to, you know, get together with me and talk about possibly approaching some of these groups for funding, I'm certainly willing to do that. I do want to say it's a little bit confusing, you know, in this job, kind of it seems almost kind of a little bit arbitrary, all the kind of different initiatives to pursue, and it's hard for me sometimes to understand what the structure is of, in other words, you know, if I start to become really somebody who's doing a lot of work on looking for funds for things like this, I do need to know kind of within what structure I'm working here, because it's not clear to me. I don't have any sort of official role at Pacifica National as a fundraiser or a national program person.
Yeah.
I have very little contact right now at Pacifica National.
I understand.
And so it's people kind of come to me and say, you know, you should do this and you should do that and you should go to – and I don't really know what kind of a structure we're working with here.
Okay.
You know, I do feel at some point it's only fair to kind of try and come up with some sort of defined structure. If the task force really wants me to start pursuing things like this, then I think there needs to be some sort of meeting with management to talk about what exactly we're doing so we're not kind of stepping on each other's toes or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, Campbell, let me just step in here for a moment. I think that I'm speaking for everyone, Ursula, that we're not necessarily asking you to do this fundraising right now. I think we're just talking about this as an opportunity because I think that vehicle has not been established yet for whoever is going to do this. So this is just a discussion phase.
Okay.
Teresa for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
You know, I have mentioned several times on national board meetings, I've asked the executive director point blank, is there anyone at the national level who is doing grant writing? Now, to my knowledge, the only person really doing grant writing is affiliates, and not affiliates, archives. And our staff is very, very small. I depend upon Ursula as a staff member to bring us down to reality when we come up with ideas that are grand and just not too feasible. also, I think that it's probably wrong of us to have been holding development meetings with no understanding that there would be a staff member on the phone. There should have been a staff member to, you know, take our ideas and just say, can you help me with that? Or it's just, you know, it's just not feasible. We need to make sure we get someone, a staff member here. And Ursula, we're very, very lucky, very fortunate to have you, you know, articulating this. You know, it might be sad news and bad news for us, but that's reality, and that's what kind of prevents bad feelings and, you know, and kind of paranoia and all kinds of other bad things for people that are supposed to be working as a team if we don't have somebody like you to kind of pull us back together and get us focused. Thank you.
Oh, this is Heather. I mean, I appreciate those comments. Teresa, I just want to mention that we are actually in the affiliate task force meeting. We have a lot that we'd like to accomplish today, and I'd really like for us to get back to the agenda. And Campbell, I know you wanted to say something, but the next item on the agenda we have is the newsletter for the affiliates. And I'd really like for us to be able to move on to this
what?
Week and get the newsletter for the affiliates.
Yeah, well,
I'd like to move on to that item.
I'm sure you want to. And
Hold on, if I may have a position on the stack. Absolutely. Just one moment. The update, what we want to get the updates on and what we're hoping to accomplish this evening is some really concrete tasks we can move forward both on the newsletter as well as the survey of the affiliates. And the first item on that update actually is the newsletter. So,
and information.
Campbell, yes, who is that?
I do want to ask if Ursula is finished with her report.
Good point. Ursula, are you finished?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm sorry, I thought that she was, so my apology.
But actually, I'm not ready for her report to be finished. I do want to say something. It has come to my attention that in Ames, Iowa, KHOI, an affiliate that has applied and should go on the air in August, held a fairly successful fundraiser. Was it Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
Someone named Arnie Arneson, who I guess had an NPR show that was very popular in Iowa and had moved, I think, to New Hampshire and helped start a station. And in the course of attempting to affiliate, realized that there was another station in Ames that was trying to get started. And so she flew to Ames and did a fundraiser. And so far, they have raised $8,000. And so she gave her presentation and then gave a plea for people to give money to support the station. I think that is just awesome.
So. Well, thanks, Teresa. Yeah, we had a fundraiser here for KHOI on Tuesday, and the case was made for community radio in Iowa. So it was a great night.
And, you know, I'd like to say another thing. There is a musician named Roy Zimmerman, and he is a phenomenal political satirist. It is. I like the way you did this fundraiser, Ursula. You charged a small amount, but once you got the people through the door, the person who gave the show, did the entertaining, actually did another pitch. And those people could give, and I guess somebody came up on stage and offered $1,000, and that kind of primed the pump. I think that's, somebody like Roy Zimmerman.
Yeah, actually, one of the presenters, the presentation was made with her radio partner, who's a pretty well-known political science professor, and he put down $1,000 on stage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think that could be duplicated. I think that other people, while they're on the stage giving a performance, could say, I feel very devoted to community radio, and y'all paid your way in tonight, but let's raise some more money for community radio that maybe interviewed the person on air or promoted the event or something like that. I commend you. That was a very creative, idea, and it was a great service.
Thank you, Teresa. It sounds wonderful, Ursula. So I'd like to move on to this next item on the agenda, which is the newsletter. And, Campbell, I know that you've been sending out emails about this. I know you have a lot of ideas along this line. Do you want to make a brief comment about this?
Sure. I'm sending to the group as we speak. I don't know how it's such a complex issue, but on a number of occasions in recent meetings, Kim Kaufman had indicated, well, who's going to do this? Who's going to do this? Who's going to write this? Well, the thing is that what a lot of the writing can be is collaborative efforts from some of these entities that I have made mention of. And also, these entities can provide people who can speak on these sorts of things. Now, as we were to approach, even if all we got from a number of these entities is like, yeah, gee, it would be wonderful if somebody were to do that. We could certainly approach either of the Annenberg schools of communication, and they do provide grants, and they can provide also some people who can facilitate some of this work being done. Now, I don't know if the 99% people that Ursula had previously identified, this additional group of interested folks, are, you know, full, you know, their capacity is maxed out in terms of what they're doing. But I would think that what we're looking at engaging here is not something that would be, you know, very much removed from their area of interest, at least not so much so that they wouldn't want to help get something initiated. And, you know, I would think that that some of these groups also may be able to have a person who they've got as an intern or persons who would be able to work with us in getting some of the work done insofar as setting up panels, looking at where, you know, analysts would be engaged in broadcasts and things of that sort, as well as pieces that could be included in the e-newsletters. So, you know, we'd have some policy analyses, and we wouldn't be just subject to, and I think this is an interest that Arlene has, that the nation would not only have the major media to look forward to in terms of information in regard to the presidential election season that is upon us now. And so that's what, you know, I'm suggesting. If we can, you know, maybe initiate things, I frankly am way overwhelmed. I don't have time to make like the 10 or 15 calls that it would take to maybe identify, you know, some one or two folks in one of these groups that would be able to facilitate with us on this. But I would think that the groups themselves would have enough of an appreciation for Pacifica to know that we are serious about this, that we intend to do positive things that are consistent with what their interests are, that they would be inclined to provide information that we could include in our e-newsletters to affiliates and whatnot. They'd be thrilled to do that, as well as being able to identify people who could serve as panelists, analysts, you know, folks who can also be commentators in the, you know, conventions and other major kinds of activity streams.
Thanks, Campbell. I'm thinking that, and I look forward to hearing everybody's comments on some of this. I'm just thinking of what Campbell has done. I think that it's a good model for what we can do down the road. What I just wanted to mention to you, Campbell, and everybody else on the call, and please, everybody respond to this, or we'd love to get your ideas about this. Ursula and I were talking about, you know, starting small, Campbell, and then building up, because we want to start getting something out, right? So one of the things we talked about, and I'm going to ask Ursula to help on this, but like we do have the Pacifica website, Pacifica Network website, and Chris, who's now working with Ursula, is he has the expertise now, but help me with this, Ursula, to get information up on that website, right? Could you comment about that for me?
Yeah, Otis has helped us. He set us up to have access to the website, and Chris is ready. He's also setting up some sort of blog situation that will make it easier to put content on the website.
So, Campbell and everyone, so in addition to providing information about media, whatever, to the various affiliates, I think one of the things that we were thinking, this is an opportunity for the affiliates to share what they're doing with other affiliates and with the radio stations in the Pacifica network. So we were thinking about some first articles that we could perhaps get from some of these affiliates, and if you all are not aware of this, like we have some affiliates, like I think some Native American stations that, for example, are using alternative energy for their power generation. Like I think one is using water and another is using solar energy. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is, I had a message to this, this to some folks. It's just really interesting. Anyway, the point is, what we've talked about doing is reaching out to the affiliates to find out what they would like to share. The other thing, I'm just going to get this out right now. The other thing is that Ursula has talked with, Ursula, help me with this now, this wonderful woman in New York.
She's a volunteer for their...
A volunteer in New York who's a writer. So Campbell, you'll be pleased with that, who's a writer who's offered to help us with this. Apparently Ursula and she have been talking about doing a newsletter for a few years now, so this is a great opportunity for her to be assisted with this. But I'd really love to hear other people's ideas about an affiliate newsletter, where you are on this and what you think about it, what you think we could do. Anyone?
I would like to say something. It doesn't quite have to do with the affiliate newsletter, but it also has to do with what we had discussed in the development committee, where we were soliciting, and the national board has passed saying that we want to have someone to do press releases.
Right.
We are looking for someone to do to be volunteer to be in charge. I have put feelers out at my station. I mean, I haven't talked to Ivan Alcime, who just got, I think, his PhD in communication. But I have some people that have offered to do the smaller tasks at my station. So I guess my question for you is, when it comes to, I mean, we're really thinking big here, a lot of things going here, but we still need one person to be in charge, right? The person that says, I will get it off the ground. And I'm asking the group, how are we going to find this person?
Well, we'll need to think about that. I know. I probably don't have the answers right now on that. But I'd love to hear from Kim and John and Ankine and Chandra, your ideas about this as well.
I personally haven't said anything because I wasn't on the last month, and also I'm listening, trying to catch up on what's going on.
Is that Chandra?
Well, that was Ankine.
No, this was Ankine.
Ankine. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the up.
Chandra,
go
what
ahead.
About you?
Well, aside from Pacifica, some of the individual stations do news. And, for example, KPFA, not only do we have a news department, but we have Mitch Jeserich, who covers the elections pretty consistently over the, over the past couple of years. So, to act as an anchor. When we talk about Pacifica, I hope we're talking about it not just coming out of the executive offices, but coming out of the individual stations and collaborating together. And at this point in time, Pacifica and KPFA have a joint news broadcast. It's collaborated, so it's the two stations working together. So
KPFK and who else?
And KPFA.
Oh, okay.
They do a joint 6 p.m. news Monday through Friday for an hour.